Well, you only have to take a walk outside to realize that it is mosquito season. We tell you to keep all the water cleaned in your yard. Make sure nothing is standing because that helps breed mosquitoes. But there's other ways to take care of it. And Paolo Pecora from Hillsborough County Mosquito Management is going to join us this morning for What's Good in Tampa Bay. And it's not as simple as just making sure there's not a lot of standing water in our yard. There's things we can do, and you're going to help us out with that.
Yes, ma'am.
I know a lot of people do have fish ponds in their yard, but there's a special kind of fish that are being offered from our Hillsborough County Mosquito Management, and it's absolutely free. Tell me about the program.
Yes, absolutely. Our Eastern Mosquito Fish Program provides a biological control agent. The species is utilized around the world for reducing mosquito populations and decreasing transmission of mosquito-borne diseases, but they are out there to protect you, eat mosquito larvae and pupae, and disrupt their development cycle and stop mosquitoes from maturing into blood-feeding adults.
Yeah, we really have a strong need for those here in Tampa Bay and at Hillsborough County Mosquito Management. You've set up a program now where you're offering these special fish for free. How does this work?
So we ask all our participants to come to one of our events. We have six left in the year. We ask all our participants to present a valid photo ID showing residency in Hillsborough County to receive mosquito fish. We ask that the residents have a habitable location, such as retention ponds, livestock troughs, rain barrels, unused swimming pools, ornamental ponds, and water gardens alike for the fish to thrive.
So this isn't something that, say, you're putting in a bird bath. We're talking larger bodies of water.
Yes, ma'am, we are. If they can be dumped safely and soundly and periodically, we want these fish to have something where they're going to thrive, they're going to reproduce, they're going to be able to do what they need to do, which is eat mosquito larvae.
We want to get rid of those. Now, this is a free giveaway, and that's the nice part of it. Where are these fish coming from to begin with?
Our eastern mosquito fish are one of the most common freshwater fish found in the state of Florida. Our mosquito management services has an aquaculture facility on site where we rear and reproduce the fish on the property.
So that's nice. It's a very sustainable program then.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you're providing the fish. They're absolutely free, but if someone wants to get these, you've actually got to go to an event to get them, correct?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
You can call us at our Hillsborough County Mosquito Management Services. Come to our property or come to our facility, and we will accommodate you and give you a bag of fish if you're available.
Well, that's the good news. You have two ways to do this. You can come right to the property, or I've seen the pictures, and honestly, this made me laugh a little bit, of the setup that you've got to go out to distribute the fish. Do they call that a ninja dojo?
Yes, ma'am. It's actually our mobile laboratory trailer where we teach everyone about mosquitoes and mosquito management found in the county, and more or less how they can help and prevent mosquitoes and how to recognize and ID mosquitoes found around our area.
Now, you say how to recognize mosquitoes, and I'm kind of surprised that people may not know what a mosquito looks like. Is that very common?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Oh. We have over 40 species found in the county.
Whoa.
And we get a lot of calls mistaking gnats, midges for mosquitoes. And there are other biting, blood-feeding insects found in the county, found in the state. And we want to make sure that people can be able to recognize the species so they can prevent any kind of harm coming to them, their families, their neighbors, and take preventative measures.
Wow, that's really good information. I assumed if it bit me, it was a mosquito, so I'm absolutely wrong on that, aren't I?
Not necessarily. There are a lot of things that bite you, but we just want you to be diligent and protect yourself. We recommend using repellent products containing DEET. That will more or less give you a shield protecting yourself in all exposed areas where mosquitoes may try to bite you.
And that's what
other biting insects.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that. I'm going to put up a link to all the events where the giveaways are going to be happening with the Mosquito Management Public Education Trailer so everybody can get their hands on that. But the bottom line is if we do our work at our house ourselves and maybe get some of these free fish to put in our larger bodies of water around the house, we'll help ourselves out a lot, won't we?
Yes, ma'am, you will. And you'll protect not only yourselves, your families, your residents, your neighbors, you're going to be protecting everyone around you.
And Paolo, if someone wants to know more about Hillsborough County Mosquito Management, how can they reach out to you?
They can go on our webpage, hcflgov.net/mosquito. That takes them to our webpage for the Hillsborough County government. And if they wanted to find more information about our upcoming events, they can go on the Hillsborough County government webpage newsroom, type in Fight Mosquitoes with Free Fish, and they can see our upcoming events throughout the year.
Well, Paolo, thank you so much. That's great information from Hillsborough County Mosquito Management. And that is What's Good in Tampa Bay this morning. Paolo, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for having us.